This is Bob Wynn with a view from here. So here we are in the ravages of COVID-19. Pretty much every business I know is suffering, with the very, very few exceptions weathering the storm. So what's happening with businesses both small and large throughout our country? Well, the answer is, quite frankly, cut, cut, and cut some more. It seems every day we hear of yet another small company going broke and out of business, or a large company laying off more workers and closing facilities. On the revenue side, as might be expected, small businesses continue to report dismal sales numbers. Retail sales were down again last month, and I'm sure they'll finish far behind December sales of last year. That means in first quarter of next year, we'll probably see even more of our local small businesses either fail or close for extended periods of time. Even with the vaccine on its way, it appears our local small businesses continue to slide downhill on a daily basis. Trying to compete with larger chain stores means a decrease in their pricing on top of a lack of sustainable revenue. But hey, not everybody is lowering prices and reducing fees to try to get by in this COVID-19 recession. Nope. Government, be it local, state, or national, just continues to raise rates they charge to you and me, the taxpayers. Yep, the same people who have not cut wages or laid off workers just continue to raise their taxes and fees, even as the rest of private industry and its workers suffer through this pandemic. As I discussed before, BLM had no problem at all raising their access rate for public lands and roads, of which we have to pay, by a whopping 42%. No apologies there, just the usual, well, they make that decision in Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C., the place that nobody has suffered a paycheck reduction ever. Statewide? Well, most businesses have now received their unemployment tax notice for next year. While touting that they're keeping increases low, they've raised the unemployment tax to employers significantly over last year. Again, from a group that has not suffered a dime in wage reductions. Locally? Well, did you check your property tax bill last month? Of course there was an increase. Isn't there always every year? You know, I had an interesting conversation with a national business attorney the other day. Normally very reserved, he was quite animated during our discussion. It centered around the fact that of the many, many, many businesses that he's involved in all over the country, everyone from the CEO and the president right on down to their hourly workers has taken a pay cut to try and keep the businesses going through this pandemic. He also was insistent that when businesses shut down, their employees lose their paycheck. Period. End of story. Kind of an interesting concept, isn't it? Close down, I don't know, fill in the blank, the DMV, schools, whatever, but keep paying everyone just like you were open. Wouldn't it be great if all the small businesses throughout our community and throughout the nation could simply do the same thing? That would be phenomenal. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from here.